Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31, Verse Number 20. Chapter entitled Narada Instructs the Prachetas. Apahata Sakale. Apahata sakale shanamala atman aviratamedita bhavano pahutah medita bhavano pahutah nijajana vashagat vamatmano yan nasarati chidravat aksharah satamhi Apahata sakale shanamala atman aviratamedita bhavano pahutah nijajana vashagat vamatmano yan nasarati chidravad akshara satamhi Apahata sakale shanamalatman aviratamedita bhavano pahutah nijajana vashagat vamatmano yan nasarati chidravad akshara satamhi Apahata sakaleshana malatman aviratamedita bhavano pahutah nijajana vashagat vamatmano yan nasarati chidravad akshara satamhi अपहत सकलेषण मलात्मनि अविरतमेदित भावनोपहुतः निजजनवशगतमात्मनोयन् न सरति छिद्रवदक्षरः सतामहि अपहत सकलेशनमलात्मन् अविरतमेदित भावनोपहुतः निजजनवशगत्वात्मनोयन् न सरति छिद्रवदक्षरः सतां हि. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. ट्रांसलेशन: बीइंग कंप्लीटली क्लेंज्ड ऑफ ऑल मटेरियल डिजायर्स, द डिवोटीज आर फ्रीड फ्रॉम ऑल मेंटल कंटेमिनेशन. दस दे कैन ऑलवेज थिंक ऑफ द लॉर्ड कॉन्स्टेंटली and address him very feelingly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowing himself to be controlled by his devotees, does not leave them for a second, just as the sky overhead never becomes invisible. Purport: It is clear from the previous verse that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardhan, is very quickly satisfied by the activities of his devotees. The pure devotee is always absorbed in the thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated, Shrinvatam Swakataha Krishna, by always thinking of Krishna, the pure devotee's heart is free from all kinds of desires. In the material world, the heart of living entity is filled with material desires. When the living entity is cleansed, he does not think of anything material. As the mind is completely cleansed, one attains the perfectional stage of mystic yoga. For then, the yogi always sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart. Dhyana vastita tad gatena manasa pashyantiyam yogina. As soon as the Lord is seated within the heart of the devotee cannot be contaminated by the material modes of nature. As long as one is under the control of material modes, he desires so many things and makes so many plans for material sense enjoyment. But as soon as the Lord is perceived in the heart, all material desires vanish. When the mind is completely free from material desire, the devotee can think of the Lord constantly. In this way, he becomes completely dependent on the lotus feet of the Lord. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja stita dhuli sadrusham vichintaya. My dear Lord, I am your eternal servant, but somehow or other, I have fallen into the ocean of this material world. Kindly pick me up and fix me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet. Shikshashtakam, 5th verse. Similarly, Srila Narottam Das Thakur prays, Haha Prabhu Nandashuta, Vrishabhanu Suta Yuta, Karuna Karoha Yei Bara, Narottama Dasakoye Natihila Rangapai, Toma Vina Keyache Amara. My dear Lord, you are now present with the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, Srimati Radharani. Now both of you, please be merciful upon me. Don't kick me away, because I have no shelter other than you. In this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes dependent on his devotee. The Lord is invincible, yet he is conquered by his pure devotee. He enjoys being dependent on his devotee, just as Krishna enjoyed being dependent on the mercy of Mother Yashoda. Thinking himself dependent on the devotee gives the Supreme Lord great enjoyment. Sometimes, a king may engage a joker, and in the process of joking, the king is sometimes insulted. The king, however, enjoys these activities. Everyone worships the Supreme Lord with great reverence. Therefore, the Lord sometimes wants to enjoy the chastisement of his devotees. In this way, the relationship eternally existing between the Lord and his devotees is fixed just like the sky overhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते जयतां सुरतौ पंगो मम मंद मतेर्गति मत्सर्वस्व पदाम्बोजो राधा मदन मोहनो दिव्याद्वृंदारण्यकल्पद्रुमदा श्रीमद्रत्नागार सिंहासनस्थौ श्रीमद्राधा श्रीलगोविंददेवो प्रेष्ठालिभि सेव्यमानो स्मरामि श्रीमान् रासरसारंभि वंशीवट तटस्थित कर्षन् वेणु स्वनेर्गोपी गोपीनाथाय श्रियेस्तु नः तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिसिद्धांत सरस्वती इति नामिने श्रीवार्षभानवे देवे दयिताय कृपाब्दये कृष्णसंबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योज्वल प्रेमाढ्य श्रीरूपानुग भक्तिद श्रीगौर करुणाशक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे श्रीरूपानुग विरुद्धाप अपसिद्धांत ध्वांतहारिणे नमो गौर किशोराय साक्षाद् वैराग्यमूर्तये विप्रलंब रसांबोधे पादांबुजाय ते नमः नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौरशक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुग वराय ते गौराविर्भाव भूमेस्त्वं निर्देष्ट सज्जन प्रिया वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विषये नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे गुरुदीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधव श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरम् Hare Krishna. Thank you for being present here. Please bless me so that I can discuss something on these beautiful instructions of Srila Narada Muni to these great devotees of the Lord, Prachetas. And few of these instructions, the verses, are so very beautiful. Srimad Bhagavatam basically describes the three subject matters: Bhakti, Bhagavan, and Bhakta. Like Bhagavad Gita, we say it speaks about its theology or a philosophy of five things: Ishvara, Prakriti, Jiva, Kala, and Karma. But where Gita ends, Srimad Bhagavatam starts. Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Shanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshishyami Mahashucha. Arjuna, whoever comes to my shelter, I remove all his sins and deliver that person. So how to take shelter of Krishna, and the devotees who have taken shelter of Krishna and perfected their lives, is Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this section, Srila Narada Muni very beautifully instructing Prachetas. The yesterday's verse was Dayaya Sarva Bhuteshu Santyushtya Yena Kenava Sarvendriyopa Shantyacha Tushtatyashu Janardana. So yesterday's verse and today's verse, there is in relation and a sync. Yesterday, Srila Narada Muni has described what are the qualities of a devotee by which the Lord is pleased. Because when it comes to pleasing someone, so it's, we have to please that person, means we have to act in a person that that person is pleased. Sometimes in this material world, in our relations, we see that, no, we do something and we want the other person to get pleased by it without considering what would please. For example, it is said, no, somebody is feeling thirsty of water and you give him a buttermilk, or no, you give him some fruit juice, or you give him some other nectar. But it is mentioned that the thirst is quenched only by water. If you give him, say the fruity nowadays, because you won't get much, you go and buy in a shop in a fruity and give it to the person. So for some time the person may feel that the thirst has quenched, but it will increase the thirst more. Because only water has that ability to quench the thirst completely. Because if you take any concentrated juice or something, it already has so much of content in it. And generally when you take a plain water, so it will quench the thirst because it is a plain simple water. The other liquids, it won't quench your thirst completely. So similarly, here, Supreme Lord is, what pleases the Supreme Lord? Dayaya Sarva Bhuteshu, by showing mercy to all living beings. So this is in a relationship of a jiva or a devotee with the world, is he should be merciful to everyone. Then next quality is with himself. So how devotee is in within? Santyushtya yena kenava. And for himself, he is satisfied within his heart. And then sarvendriyopa shantyacha. And he should control the senses from sense enjoyment. And by that, the Supreme Lord is pleased. Now, knowing that these are the qualities of a devotee which pleases the Supreme Lord, the next verse says, the quality, again, the relationship between the Lord and the devotee. So in this verse it says, Apahata sakala eshana amalatmana avirata medita bhavanopahutaha. So furthermore, qualities of devotees are explained. So when it says, Apahata sakala eshana, eshana means desire, apahata means the devotees from whose heart all the material desires are cleansed. And the devotees are amala atmani. Amala atmani means they are freed from mental contamination. And they are constantly addressing the Lord very feelingly. Bhavana, Krishna Bhavana Amrutsanga, Krishna consciousness movement. Engaging our consciousness, offering our consciousness to Krishna. So Narada Muni is telling, avirata, avirata is constant. Edhita bhavanaha. So offering our mind, intelligence, consciousness to Krishna. Then for such devotee, then what is the Lord's reciprocation with that devotee? So a devotee surrenders to Krishna. So how does Lord reciprocate? So Narada Muni says, the Lord is nija jana vasha. So by performing such devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, the Lord comes under the control of the devotee. Nija jana. Because that person becomes a nija jana, the personal associate, the dear devotee of the Lord. निजजनवश गत्वम आत्मनोयन न सरदि छिद्रवत अक्षरह सताम ही. एंड द लॉर्ड नेवर लीव्स द डिवोटी. एंड अ ब्यूटिफुल एनोलॉजी श्री नारद मुनि गिव्स हियर दैट हाउ द स्काई ओवरहेड नेवर बिकम्स इनविजिबल, द लॉर्ड ऑल्सो नेवर गेट्स सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम द लाइफ ऑफ द डिवोटी. सो श्री प्रभुपाद गिव्स अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल पर्पट टू दिस वर्स एंड ही हाईलाइट्स टू थिंग्स. As these words explained about the quality of the devotee and the quality of the Lord, so Prabhupada in this purport highlights two important points. The quality of a devotee is his complete surrender unto Krishna, and by that his heart is completely cleansed. And second is, unto such a devotee, the Lord is completely dependent. The Lord is dependent on his devotees. So let's discuss few things on this. So Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, bhakti mukti siddhi vancha yadi mane hai sadhana karile prema utpanna na hoy. So here Prabhupada is saying that as long as one is under the control of material modes, he desires so many things. So why a conditioned living entity or a jiva desires so many things? So the desire of enjoyment or the desire of getting some perfection, some mysticism, some siddhis, and or even the desire of liberation. If these desires are there in the heart, then sadhana karile prema utpanna na hoy. So this is a very big contrast here, because Prabhupada is saying as soon as the Lord is seated within the heart of a devotee, the devotee cannot be contaminated by the modes of material nature, isn't it? So when I read this line yesterday, Prabhupada says, as soon as the Lord is seated within the heart, so is not Lord sitting within our heart? Actually, the Lord is already sitting within our heart, isn't it? The thing is, we are not able to perceive it or hear the voice of Paramatma. That's why Prabhupada, in the previous, he says, dhyana vastita tad gatena manaso pashyanti yam yogino. But when yogis, they perform dhyana on the Supreme Lord, they try to please the Supreme Lord, and then the Lord is revealed in their heart. And by that, by the purified heart, we can perceive the Lord. So, while contemplating on this point of purification of heart, it came in mind that the process of devotional service is adho shaddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, and then anartha nivritti. And mainly, the practicing sadhakas, we come and stuck at the point of anartha nivritti. And then point came in mind, what is anartha nivritti? When we are into association of devotees, practicing Krishna consciousness, chanting the names of Lord, performing the limbs of devotional service, how do we know that anartha nivritti is happening? Is it like we give the example of Cheto Darpana Marjanam, there's so much of dust, and when you clean the dust and you see the dust particle moving around, and you could realize, oh, the thing is getting clean. When the temple hall is cleaned, means we see that there is no dust, things are perfect. But how a sadhaka could feel that I am at the stage of anartha nivritti? So, from where the strength would come for the anartha nivritti? Because until and unless the heart is free of contamination, free of material desires, we cannot perceive the Supreme Lord. So from where the strength would come to cleanse our heart? So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Madhurya Kadambini, when he defines faith or Shraddha, so he says, faith means to have faith in scriptures, to have faith in Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, and one more thing with that, that is to have the strength to practice the limb of devotional service. So hearing the glories of chanting of holy name is good. Hearing the importance of association of devotees is good. Hearing the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam is good. But with that, after hearing its importance, its glories, we should get enough strength to practice those limbs. And when this both comes, then that is Shraddha. So, A conditioned living entity or jiva may think, I have so much of anarthas, I cannot overcome those anarthas. But when we take shelter of Krishna, when we practice devotional service, this would cleanse our heart. And this cleansing requires the utmost shelter of process of Krishna consciousness. So what keeps us away? Or for example, if you want to develop a strength in body, we need to do a daily exercise. To develop any kind of strength in any kind of field, we need some support, you know. And so similarly, from where the strength would come to practice the process of bhakti? So a very beautiful bhajan we sings. Ekaki amara nahi paya bala hari nama sankirtane. Tumi kripa kori shraddha bindu diya diha Krishna nama dhane. So until and unless we take the shelter of association of devotees, we won't derive that strength. By taking the association of devotees, will only give us strength to practice the devotional service with that strength. For example, many times devotees ask question, we see how to get taste in chanting, how to get taste in hearing, how to get taste in reading, or any limb of devotional service. So the foremost answer is just go and associate with that devotee who has that particular limb, who is attracted to that particular limb. And by taking shelter of such a devotee, by taking association, we can develop that quality. So we pray to Guru that please, sakale sahane baladiya karo nijamana spruhahina. Gurudev, kripa bandhu diya karo nijadase trunapeksha atihina. So by taking the shelter of Vaishnavas, by taking association, because Shraddha, with that Shraddha should develop Sadhu Sangha, and with that strong Sadhu Sangha, when we perform Bhajana Kriya, then such a Bhajana Kriya will only lead us to Anartha Nivritti. Otherwise, if somebody says, I just stay alone, I chant my rounds, I am doing Bhajan. If there is no possibility of physical association, then nowadays there is online association available. But the association is important. So when you perform bhakti in the association, then the shraddha, sadhu sangha, and then that bhajan kriya, which is performed under association of devotees, taking shelter of devotees, then only the anartha nivritti would begin. And then only we will get strength to practice Krishna consciousness. So very beautifully Prabhupada says that as soon as the Lord is perceived in the heart, all material desires are vanish. That's how Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays, Mama mana mandire rahunishidina Krishna murari, Shri Krishna murari. So this is a prayer of a devotee. Oh my Lord, please enter into my heart. Why? Because when Lord will enter in the heart, automatically the material desires has to vanquish. Bhakti Preeti Mala Chandan very beautifully explains, and the last stanza of this prayer, of this beautiful song, Mama Mana Mandira, he says, oh my Lord, because when you enter into my heart, then my life will pass just glorifying you. Because when we take the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, then the devotees can't stop speaking about Krishna, glorifying Krishna, serving Krishna. So that's why Prabhupada is telling, as soon as the Lord is seated within the heart of a devotee, the devotee cannot be contaminated by the moods. So there are beautiful examples we will see that how when a devotee has realization of Krishna, or when we perceive Krishna's presence in our life, how it can transform our heart. So we'll see one example from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and from the life of an acharya. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, a beautiful example come of Dhruva Maharaj. So he had a desire to get a kingdom greater than his father Uttanapad. And we see the how he was also instructed by Narad Muni to perform the devotional service. And the Lord appeared in front of him What is the realization of Dhruva Maharaj? Sthanabhilashi tapasostitoham. He says, just to have the greatest planet than my father, I did so much of austerities and the limbs of devotional service guided by Narad Muni. But he says, Swami kitartosmi varam na yachet. Kacham vichinvan api divya ratnam. Oh my Lord, I was looking for the broken piece of glasses, but I got the real jewel. Now I don't want anything. So this is a beautiful example that how when a devotee, he perceives Krishna's presence in the heart, then no void remains inside the heart. The heart of a devotee is completely filled or nourished and does not want anything else than the Lord. Also, one more example coming in my mind is of Sudama Florist. This beautiful story I was hearing from Maharaj, and he very beautifully described that how this Sudama Florist, when Lord Shri Krishna, he was entering Mathura, and he could see this Sudama Florist, a simple fulwala, selling the garlands and the flowers. And when Krishna went to his shop to ask for the garland or the flower, he immediately offered the best of garland, not only to Krishna, but even to his friends. And the beautiful part of the story is, Lord was so much pleased by the simple devotion of this Sudama, and Lord has asked, please ask some benediction, what do you want? I can give anything, right? I can give the all wealth, knowledge, beauty, strength. Do you want kingdom greater than Kamsa? Lord can bestow anything. And what did Sudama ask? So Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Taiche bhakti phale Krishna prema upajay. God, what is that? He says, Taiche Krishna preme bhakti, Krishna prema upajay. Daridra nasha bhavakshay premera phalanay. He says, preme Krishna swada haile bhavanashapay daridra nasha bhavakshay premera phalanay prema sukha bhoga mukhya vishay hai. He says, to taiche bhakti phale Krishna prema upajay. So if a devotee performs devotional service with the intent to please Krishna, then deliverance from this material world is secondary. It's a byproduct. Taiche bhakti phale Krishna prema upajay. If you perform the devotional service to please Krishna, then bhavakshay is a secondary thing. And daridra nash bhavakshay premera phalanay. So devotee who is desiring love of Krishna, love of Godhead in his life, daridra nash and bhavakshay is not his goal. That Krishna, please give me wealth in my life or give me liberation. No. Prema sukha. Bhoga mukhya vastu hai, it is said. The love of Krishna is only the primary thing in his life. And that's how, when Lord asked Sudama, what do you want? He said, oh my Lord, I don't want anything. I just want the pure love. And Krishna gifted him, blessed him with that pure, uncontaminated love for himself. Then there's also a beautiful story of Dhanurdas. This is Dhanurdas who was attracted to this material beauty, disciple of Shripad Ramanujacharya. Very, very important, fascinating beauty story that how this Dhanurdas was attracted to the eyes of a beautiful woman. And he was so much attracted that the lady was walking, and he was walking in opposite direction, constantly seeing the eyes, those beautiful eyes, so-called beautiful eyes, holding umbrella for her. And Shripad Ramanujacharya happened to pass through that place, and he could see that this... Oh, so thank you. Yeah, this is important. And there was procession of Ranganath is going, and devotees are taking the supreme, most beautiful Lord in the procession, and in that procession, this man is just observing this material beauty. And by the mercy of Shripad Ramanujacharya, again, the devotee's intervention, the pure devotee's intervention. When he was asked, what are you doing? He said, these eyes are so beautiful, I cannot stop seeing these beautiful eyes. And Shripad Ramanujacharya could make him see the beauty of the Lord. And when Dhanurdas, by the mercy of Ramanujacharya, saw these beautiful eyes of the Lord, his heart got transformed. He got attracted to the beauty of the Lord and became the great devotee. So as Prabhupada is saying, as soon as the Lord is seated in the heart of the devotee cannot be contaminated by the material modes. Even the beautiful story of Srila Ballabhamangal Thakur, these are the great devotees of the Lord. But just to learn for the pastime's sake, that how he was attracted to the prostitute, he went with all efforts to see her. And when she said, if you would have taken these efforts to achieve Krishna in your life, you would have easily have achieved him. And taking her instruction seriously, Bilvamangal Thakur decided to perfect his life by taking shelter of Krishna. And this genuine devotee of the Lord, when he decides to take shelter of the Lord, so again the conditioning for the practical, just for a lesson's sake, we can see that how Bilvamangal Thakur's story it comes, that when he was traveling towards Vrindavan, again those desires popped up in his heart, and he could see one Brahmani, and he had desire to enjoy with her. And that Brahman, the husband of that lady, oh dear devotee of the Lord, you can fulfill your desire. And by hearing such beautiful words from that Brahmana, Bilvamangal Thakur had repentance in his heart, that because of these eyes, I got bewildered or attracted to this material beauty, and taking the pins from that lady, he just plugged his eyes and took shelter of Krishna. So, thus Prabhupada is saying, as soon as the Lord is seated in the heart of a devotee, devotee cannot be contaminated by the material modes. There's a beautiful story in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. Is one of my favorite stories, that how just by hearing about the Lord, one can develop attraction for the Lord. Because here it is said, until and unless the material modes are removed from the heart, or our desires are removed from the heart, we cannot perceive the Lord. And there's a beautiful story. This comes in Madhya Leela 16th chapter, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to go to Vrindavan. He's not going to go to Vrindavan in this trip. But on his way, he's traveling to go to Vrindavan, and he's crossing the border of Odisha. And he met with one of the Muslim ruler. Somehow I got the service in legal department, assisting Prabhuji. So I could see there's some legal complications here. Even the Lord is traveling now. He wants to go, and there are the securities, there are the boundary clearance, when you have to go from one place to another. So King Pratap Rudra has arranged for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to travel. And now where Mahaprabhu is traveling, that place is not under the jurisdiction of King Pratap Rudra. So there is one Mahapatra, a devotee who is assisting Lord Chaitanya, his travel. So Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami very beautifully explained that Prabhu sei adbhuta charitra dekhiya, Hindu chara kahe sei yavan pasha gaya, eka sanyasi aila jagannatho haite, aneka siddha purusha haya tahara sahite. So now there are always some spies or something. So this spy of Muslim ruler, he went and informed to the ruler of that area, that some sannyasi has come, and he has come with so many siddhas, and he is going to travel through your place. Nirantara kare sab Krishna sankirtan, sab hase nache gaye karo ekrandan. So he's describing that how this devotee or this sannyasi has came from Jagannath Puri. There are many great devotees with him, and what he is doing, he is chanting names of Krishna, and he is glorifying Krishna. So by hearing this description, he sent another person to go and check what is happening. So he sent his own personal servant kind of thing to go and check what is happening. Who is he? And it is mentioned, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Vishwasa Asiya Prabhura Charana Vandila, Krishna Krishna Kahi Preme Vivala Haila. And the person who is sent by this governor, as soon as he goes and finds out what is happening, like in life of Srila Prabhupada also we see, some people, they complain that this Krishna conscious movement is CIA agent, or they are some cult doing some wrong things.
And when people came in and they found, oh, these people rise early in the morning, they perform Mangal Aarti, they perform so much service throughout the day, and then they understood the genuineness of Krishna consciousness. So even in Lord Chaitanya's pastime, this person came to check what is happening. And when this person came, he got attracted to the beauty of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then this person, he heard the glories and he went and told his governor, his ruler, that what is happening there. And seeing this person being so much transformed by the association of Lord Chaitanya, now this Muslim lecha, he got desire to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then when he informed his governor that such and such thing is happening, and he informed that I want to see, so now the this messenger has come to Mahapatra, who is helping the Chaitanya, helping Lord Chaitanya to pass over. He says, so Shuni Mahapatra kahe haiya vismay madhyapa evenara chitta eche ke korai. So what has happened to this Yavana who is madhyapa, who is drinking wine, who is go bhakshana? He is desiring to see the Lord Chaitanya. He says, apane Mahaprabhu tara mana firaila darshana smarane yara jagat tarila. So this is Mahaprabhu's mercy. What he says, apane Mahaprabhu tara mana firaila. So by hearing this beautiful sankirtan of Lord, his mind got changed and he had desire to see the Supreme Lord. And we'll go directly to the end of this pastime. What happened then? So this Yavana, he had desire to see Mahaprabhu and he is ready to fulfill all the condition. So it is said that he has changed his dress also. Because he's Yavan, you want to see Mahaprabhu, so you have to have a Vaishnava dress. So he accepted that. He went in a Hindu, it is mentioned Hindu dress, but he accepted the proper, you know, dressing himself to just take darshan of the Lord. And then, once he took the darshan of the Lord, he says, Chandala Pavitra Yara Srinama Shravane Heno Tomare Jaiva Paila Darshane. So, even the Chandalas, they get purified by chanting the names of the Lord. That's why Yannamadeya Shavananu Kirtana. He said, just by hearing the glories of the Lord, one is so much benefited, then what to say about his darshan. And this glory, this benediction is given to this Yavana, getting the direct darshan of Mahaprabhu. And so as soon as Mahaprabhu sees this Yavana, it is mentioned, Tabe Mahaprabhu Tare Kripa Drishta Kari Ashwasiya Kahe Tumi Kaha Krishna Hari. So as soon as Mahaprabhu saw this Yavana, he has mercifully glanced on him and he said, you please chant the names of Krishna. Now he got the mercy of Mahaprabhu. He got the holy name also. But the next thing comes. How we can understand that Krishna is merciful on us? How we can understand that Lord is really pleased with us? So it is said, Sei kahe more yadi kaila angikar ek agya deha seva kariye tomar. Oh my Lord, don't cheat me. How I can understand that you have accepted me? Now you have mercifully glanced on me and you have given me this holy name. But how we understand that the Lord has accepted us? The great sign of Lord's acceptance is he will engage that soul in his devotional service. So that's why he's telling this, the transformed heart of this devotee, this Yavana ruler who become a devotee, he says, Sehi kehe more yadi kaila angikar. Oh my Lord, if you have really accepted me, then eka agya deha seva kariye tomar. Then please instruct me in your service. So it is said, when one engages enthusiastically in the Lord's service, it is to be understood that he is the reaping of the results of chanting. So because he is given this holy name by the Supreme Lord and accepting that mercy in heart, he is asking for seva. And then he says, Go Brahmana Vaishnav Himsa Karyachi Apar Sei Papa Haite Mora Hauka Nistar. Oh my Lord, I have troubled your devotees, Vaishnavas, Brahmanas, killed cows. I am very much sinful. Please engage me in your service. And then a beautiful service is offered to the ruler. That's how, what is Krishna consciousness? Whatever we have, we engage in Krishna's service. And this was a ruler, Mahaprabhu wants to go to Vrindavan, and so he wants to do the best of his capacity. And what he did? It is mentioned, Eka Navina Naukatara Madhe Ghar Swagane Chadaila Prabhu Tahara Upar. Now Mahaprabhu just has to cross the river. Mahaprabhu is sannyasi with associates, but this transformed a devotee. He made a beautiful palace-like thing on a boat. Ghar, it is mentioned. And he allowed or he made Mahaprabhu and his devotees to sit on that boat. And then, beautifully, he got the Lord's mercy. His heart got transformed and he got an opportunity to serve the Lord. It is mentioned, Alaukika Leela Kare Shri Krishna Chaitanya Yai Iha Shune Tara Janma Deha Dhanya. And this is how the Lord is performing his beautiful pastime. So what to say of a struggling sadhaka, even a mlechhara yavana can be transformed if he sincerely hears the instructions, the glories of the Supreme Lord, his heart is transformed, then definitely our heart will also get transformed. And this is the glory of the Supreme Lord. So this is the first part of the purport, that how the Lord is seated within the heart of a devotee, the devotee cannot be contaminated by the material modes of nature. And because this is the half of the verse, this talks about devotees cleansing their heart. But then what is Lord's reciprocation with that devotee? Nija jana vashagata. Then the Lord, he gives himself to his devotee. Not only that, he becomes subordinate to his devotees. And Prabhupada is mentioning that just as Krishna enjoying being dependent on the mercy of Yashoda. So this is a beautiful pastime. How Krishna shows his dependent on mercy of his mercy by showing dependence on Mother Yashoda, a beautiful pastime of Damodar Leela. Even this in this material world, the mothers, specifically the mothers, can experience this. Whenever you want to feed a child, it's a big exercise nowadays. Either you take a mobile in hand, show some cartoon to the children. I've seen even my brother got a small child, and so much they are onto the mobiles or phones, unless you show them, they won't eat, right? And they have to run behind the child. Please eat, like that, isn't it? And that won't give much pleasure to the mother. It's painful, rather, just make that child eat, because she's worried, oh, my child, when he will eat, he should get nourished. But how much a child would feel, a mother would feel, the happiness, when child himself comes and asks, oh, mother, I'm hungry. Then she becomes more ecstatic. Oh, what I can feed, what he likes, like that. And this kind of reciprocation Krishna is having with Mother Yashoda. So, already so many cowherd ladies are complaining that Krishna is stealing butter and Mother Yashoda is already pained in heart. Right? That is there any deficiency in my butter? Why is he not asking me why he needs to go and steal butter in other's house? And on the day of Diwali, Mother Yashoda is churning the fresh butter of Padmagandha cows for Krishna. And that day, Krishna comes, holds that rod and tells Mother Yashoda, I'm hungry. And it gives so much of pleasure to the heart of Mother Yashoda. Because when the child comes and asks that I'm hungry, because by that, he's showing that I'm dependent on you. So he is apta kama. He, just by chanting his holy name is Nama Chintamani. Everything, all desires fulfilled by the Lord only. And such a Lord is here becoming Stanya Kama. He is becoming subordinate to his devotee. Why? Just to have that exchange of rasa and give pleasure to that devotee. The Lord is feeling hungry, not for himself, but to give that exchange of love, that prema to Mother Yashoda. So a beautiful example that how Lord showed his dependence on his devotees. Lord's reciprocating with his devotees. There are very, very beautiful different examples. Like for example, Lord Krishna, he told Uddhavji to carry his instruction to Badrikashram. He engaged Uddhavji in that service. Then he himself became the charioteer of Arjuna. Nimitya matra bhavasavya sachi. Again showing that how he is dependent on his devotees. What to say, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Yuga Avatar, the Supreme Lord himself, appearing in this world to expand the Sankirtan movement, but we see he also has shown his dependence on his devotee to spread this movement. It is said Lord Nityananda appeared 20 years before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He didn't started Sankirtan unless Lord Chaitanya started the Sankirtan. He had his all travel, and then when he understood that Lord has started the Sankirtan, he came to Navadvip. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Nityananda Prabhu that I am sannyasi, I cannot go everywhere. Oh Nityananda, you could go and deliver everyone. Premematta Nityananda Kripa Avatar Uttama Adhama Kichu Nakare Vichar. So that mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is spread by Nityananda Prabhu. And what is the glory of Nityananda Prabhu? He himself distributed his holy name. Surbi Kunjate Naam Hatte Khuleche, distributing these glories, but Lord always shows his dependence or glory of his devotee, that he sent a beautiful, wonderful Vaishnavas, his great devotees like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasi Thakur, and then the great devotee Srila Prabhupada, who could distribute this glory of the holy name throughout the world. So when Lord Chaitanya was there, he could travel West Bengal, he could travel Bangladesh. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Varanasi. He says, Bhari bhoja laya aila kemone vichibo alpa sulpa mulya pai ethai vichibo. He says that I have brought a great heavy weight with me, and where I should distribute? So he says, because where he went, the place like Varanasi, where people are not much interested onto devotional service, he says, but I brought this great wealth, alpa sulpa mulya pai, whatever little, if you are ready to pay in the form of Shraddha, in the form of transforming your desire to accept, yethai vechibo, I am ready to give. And that mercy, that compassion, Lord is propagating through his devotees. That's what Prabhupada says. In this way, the relationship eternally existing between the Lord and his devotee is fixed, just like the sky overhead. So this verse says, Narad Muni says, the devotee who has completely taken the shelter of the Lord, he is never separated from the Supreme Lord. He is always with the Supreme Lord. How? In the form of his holy name, in the form of his instruction, in the form of his glories, the Lord and his devotees are never separated. So we will end here. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki. Any comments? Yes. This is so very beautiful, because we do our best and leave the rest to Krishna. And it is said, one who can perceive the mercy will receive the mercy. Actually, mercy is coming. These words of scripture, I'm also realizing that. So it's not that something realized I'm speaking. But what scripture says is, one who can perceive the mercy will receive the mercy. So we are getting association of devotees itself is a mercy of the Lord. We are able to chant the holy name, that is the mercy of the Lord. We are getting prasadam of the Lord, that is the mercy of the Lord. And somebody may say, oh, I am not a devotee, I am just outside material world, so called rotting in this material world. Then how Lord is merciful to them? Lord is sending the great souls like Srila Prabhupada and his associates. Is not the mercy of the Lord?
Absolutely.
So it is just the matter of the more we try to practice Krishna consciousness, more we try to be a little more carefully observing in our life, we could see that unlimited mercy is flowing. Only thing is, the conditioned heart or the contaminated heart, the same verse today says, because there are so much of desires, the material desires in the heart, and we're trying to take shelter of them, trying to find pleasure in them, this mercy we are unable to perceive. Right? Otherwise, what is the biggest mercy of the Lord is than the association of devotees. And this is one thing. And second thing is, Krishna's Lord always protects us. Whenever a person desires to serve or take shelter of Krishna, definitely Krishna helps him through in the form of devotees, or something is arranged. So if there is a difficulty in life, then by giving that difficulty is also mercy, is the another level of devotional service. That's how Brahmaji prays, and this can be a guiding principle for a devotee or a practicing sadhaka. Tattenu kampa susumikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvag vapurbir vidudan namaste jivetayo mukti padesa dhayabhag. So how we can say that the Krishna's mercy is there? Tatya anukampa. And it is mentioned susamikshamano. तो बोलते हैं कि भगवान की कृपा की प्रतीक्षा नहीं करनी है, समीक्षा करनी है. सो समीक्षा मीन्स टू ऑब्जर्व. इट इज नॉट दैट वी हैव टू वेट ओ व्हेन द मर्सी ऑफ लॉर्ड विल कम. दिस वर्स इज तत्तेनुकंपा सुसमीक्षा मानो. सुसमीक्षा मानो मीन्स ऑलरेडी मर्सी इज देयर, वी जस्ट हैव टू ट्यून इन विद इट एंड एबल टू परसीव दैट मर्सी. एंड देन लाइक इज ऑल्सो सेज आपन कर्म भुंजाय शमन कुरु हे लोचन दास. सो वट एवर डिफिकल्टीज I'm getting in my life is because of my own past misdeeds, oh my Lord. But whatever good is your mercy, and that's how we can see the Krishna's mercy in life. I hope this answers your question.
Yes, Prabhu, thank Hare you. Dhandavad Pranam.
Let's stop here. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.